Simon & Schuster Audio presents an Inner Traditions audiobook, Occult Russia, Pagan, Esoteric, and Mystical Traditions, by Christopher McIntosh, read by Michael Moynihan.
Introduction. Russia's Mystical Quest. Upon hearing the word Russia, you may think of military parades in Red Square, the war in Ukraine, the annexation of the Crimea, gangsters, internet hackers, assassinations of journalists, and imprisonment of opposition politicians. This book is not about those things, but about a different Russia that is invisible to many people in the West, namely the inner Russia, the Russia of mysticism, myth, magic, the esoteric, and the spiritual. The time is ripe for an investigation of Russia from this perspective. Like a vast river, long icebound, the spiritual force deep in the Russian soul is moving again. In the wake of the collapse of communism, the Russian people are seeking new, or often old, ways of giving meaning to their lives. This search has given rise both to a revival of ancient spiritual traditions and to a plethora of new movements, cults, sects, isms, and ologies, most of which would have been banned in the Soviet era. Out of this ferment, exciting things are emerging, and the intention of this book is to make them known to Western readers and to attempt to uncover the deeper significance that I believe underlies these developments. The German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche wrote the following about Russia in his book Beyond Good and Evil. Quote, "The strength to will, and to will something for a long time, is somewhat stronger already in Germany, considerably stronger in England, Spain, and Corsica, but strongest and most astonishing of all in that gigantic empire in between, where Europe, as it were, flows back into Asia, namely, in Russia." Unquote. I imagine Nietzsche would say much the same about the Russia of today, and he might go on to say that, in comparison, the peoples of the Western world have essentially lost their vital will, as is shown in countless ways. The dominance of a global capitalism that wants to turn the world into the image of a suburban shopping mall full of docile consumers, the loss of pride in one's nation and local community, the erosion of tradition and inherited values, the betrayal of beauty in the arts and architecture, the falling birth rates, the decline of religion and the failure to put anything meaningful in its place, the dumbing down of the language we use, the banality of the most public debate. You might add that, in addition to losing our vital will, we have lost the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?